Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Chuck Grassley.
I think that based upon reports, but more concretely based on the fact that the president said he is not going to impose additional tariffs on China, And considering the fact that he's just very willy-nilly putting tariffs on here or there, and he's not going to do it, I think that there's good reports coming out of the meetings that we have, plus the fact that he is anticipating such good progress that he's going to meet with President Xi in Florida next month, that maybe there's some big breakthroughs in the case of China. I think those breakthroughs ought to include intellectual property, in other words, protecting our patents so they don't steal them, doing away with government subsidies of their businesses to make them unfair competitors in international trade to other countries. They're stealing of trade secrets from us. They're putting conditions on American businesses to do business in China that you got to share some of your business technology. These are all fall into the category of what we call structural reforms of the Chinese economy. If those things are going to really happen, this is going to be a big, big deal. Then I could report on a meeting I just had with a member of the Japanese Diet, which is the word for their parliament, on trade agreements with Japanese. You know, the United States pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, the first month that this president was in because he promised he was going to do that. I opposed his doing that, but if we can get a trade agreement with Japan, then I think that it'll make up for a lot of the shortcomings of the president, and this parliamentarian was very much interested in doing that. And then we have seven pharmaceutical companies before our finance committee, the point being to find out the secrets of pricing of drugs so that we can take that secrecy out, and in turn we would have greater transparency and accountability and hopefully reduce the price of drugs, not only for the consumer, but because the federal government is the biggest purchaser through Medicare and Medicaid of drugs. It's going to save the taxpayers a lot of money. Then also in my committee, in a bipartisan way, I've joined forces with Senator Wyden, the Democrat leader of the Senate Finance Committee, to make sure that we get a handle on why insulin prices are so high. Then hopefully within a couple months, we're able to do something on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. And then lastly, we have a new Attorney General, Barr, who was also Attorney General almost 30 years ago during the H.W. Bush presidency. And I hope that he will be a person that can bring some integrity and bring back the political, public respect that the Justice Department has always had. And lately, both under Obama and now under Bush, have not recouped, or they've lost some of that credibility and respectability. Hopefully he will bring it back, because the Justice Department should be one of the most non-political departments of our government, and the Attorney General should be a lawyer for the people of the United States and not be what Obama's Attorney General Holder said, that he was a wingman for the President of the United States.
You recently met with some farmers here in Washington County. What did you hear from them regarding the impact of these tariffs?
We discussed tariffs a lot, and I think the questions came because they know that it had an impact on soybeans, particularly from China. And the price went down from above $10 to Dow at New Hartford, where we sell, probably $8.30. And farmers don't want the help from the Federal Treasury that they're getting. They want markets. And I think there's it was brought up, but I sensed a lot of less anxiety among farmers now because the president's making some progress on these trade agreements, and China's back in the soybean market with the United States. So it's a lot different now than when farmers came to my town meetings throughout the mid of 2017 to the mid of 2018.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Senator Chuck Grassley. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.